Good morning. Always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus Christ. Thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for the church. Thank you, God, for this morning. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right minds, having the desire to come out and serve you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, because it could have been the other way. Amen. But God saw fit for it to be this way, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Also want to give thanks to the brethren here for giving me another opportunity to speak with you this morning. I hope and pray that something said will draw you closer to God. Amen. Something coming out of this mouth of mine, amen, will help you to be better in Christ. Today, our subject came from the book of Psalms, the 100th division, verse 4. I would like to read to you Psalms 100, 1 through 5. That's Psalms 100, 1 through 5. If you have it, say amen. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye not that the Lord is God? It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. My subject this morning is, I just want to thank you, Lord. That's another spiritual song that we sometimes sing. I just want to thank you, Lord. And all I can say is, we ought to be thankful to God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God took upon us, he gave us the best gift in heaven. He didn't give us the second best gift in heaven. He gave us the best gift in heaven that we could be by. We ought to be thankful. Amen. We truly ought to be thankful for what he has done, for what he is doing now, and what to come he will be doing. Amen? We ought to be thankful. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful. Because, first of all, I know where I came from. Amen? And I'm just thanking God for bringing me from such a long way. Sometimes the song come up in our hearts, that song that my soul look back and wonder how I got over. Amen? But God is responsible for that because I listened to him for a long time. We sung this song this morning for a long time. We didn't hear God. We didn't listen to him. But once we heard God and we listened to him, look where we're at now. Amen. We're okay now. Amen. Psalms 100. Verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Joyful noise, amen, a joyful noise. That's what he's saying for us to make. When we truly know what God has done, you just can't be silent, amen. If you really know what God has done, you can't be silent. I remember I was in a congregation and the singing, the song service was beautiful. I mean, it got to me, bro. It got to me. Right? And then the preacher got up there, and he got to me, too. Amen? So it got to me so much, Jared, till I said, amen. I couldn't hold it. Amen? Amen. And amen. We don't. But let me tell you something. When you recognize what God has done, when you really, really, truly, deep down know what God has done, you're going to be thankful to him. And you're going to say something about it. And you're going to want somebody to hear what he's done to you. Because you want them to get the same thing done to them. Amen? You just can't be quiet. You just can't. You got to say something about what he has done. And if we don't know what he has done, we won't know what he's doing now. And we won't know what he's gone about to do. Amen? Let me say it again. If we don't recognize what God has done for us, amen, we won't know what he's doing right now. Nor will we know what's to come that he's going to be doing. So we are just lost. But when we know, oh my God, when we know what God has done, amen, when we know what he has done, we got to say something. And we might say it a little louder than she wanted me to say it. Amen. Are you with me? You know, when we're at home and at our homes and we're looking at that football team, maybe Notre Dame. You know, I don't know. But we're looking at that ball game and this guy run a 100-yard touchdown. Are you with me? We're not going to sit down and, wow, look what he done. He run 100 yards. Are you with me? More than likely, we're going to get up out that seat and praise that, you know, thank you for running that touchdown. Huh? That's what we're going to do. You see? But in the church, don't do that. You know? You don't do that. You know, I can't hear what the preacher said if you, amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. 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 But when you realize what God has done, you're going to be thankful, and you can't be silent about it. You're going to make a joyful noise. The Bible says, if you don't make a noise, the rocks will say something. Amen? You see, the rocks will come up and shout. Amen? Because when you recognize what God has done. And he's not saying it to just some of us. He's saying all ye land, all of us, all of us, amen, ought to be thankful for what God has done. All of us. Because he's been good. He brought us from a mighty long ways. Amen. Some of us, when I say, see, because some of you are new in here today, but when I say some of us, I ain't speaking about you or you or you. I'm just saying me and the other people, about, you know, amen. Amen. Some of us, amen, has been tore up from the floor up. Amen. Some of us was drinking that wine and it wasn't for our belly's sake. Amen. Amen. Some of us were doing drugs, and it wasn't doctor-prescribed drugs. Amen? And God snatched us from that. So, amen? Snatched us from that. And we ought to say, thank you, Lord, if it's us. If it ain't you, don't worry about it, you know? Some say, you know, I never touched this stuff, never done, right? You know, my sins were pretty. I was the prettiest sinner, you know. My sin was not ugly like yours. Amen? My sin was not ugly like yours. But the Bible said sin separates us from God. It didn't say nothing about no ugly sin or big sin or good-looking sin or small sin. It said sin separates us from God. Amen? Somehow. And God deserves to be praised for all that he's done for us. And if you don't think, if you're a person who don't think God should be praised, shame on you. Amen. Shame on you. Verse 2, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. We ought to be glad to be in God's presence. We ought to be glad to be here. glad to be with. I'm just glad to know Jared. I'm just glad to know Tom. I don't know some of you, but I'm just glad that you're here with me in the same. Amen. I'm just glad about it. I thank you for allowing me to come here and run my mouth again with you. I hope and pray, like I said, that something said. Amen. And just listen closely. Don't walk out. Don't run away, because I got something to tell you. Amen. I really got something to tell you. Amen. And it's about God and what He has done. We ought to be glad about it. Come in His presence with singing. Now, you know, we might not sing, you know, sound all that great when we're singing. Amen? Amen? We might not be the best singers, but who are we singing to? Amen? Are you with me? Who are we singing to? It doesn't really matter how we sound. Amen? Is that we sing unto the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Amen? You know, if I don't sound right and you got to move. You know, go ahead on and move. Right? But hear me now. If we're singing unto the Lord, you're not supposed to be hearing me. Anyhow, you're supposed to be what? Singing to the Lord. Amen? That's what you're supposed to be doing. Forget about me and how I'm singing, because I'm singing unto the Lord. I might not sound like you do. Well, you know, some people got some beautiful. Yeah, amen? But when we're singing to the Lord, we're making that noise. Nobody hearing that. When we sing, we ought to sing like we mean it. Amen? When we sing, we ought to sing like we got a reason to sing. When we sing, we ought to sing like we've been blessed. Amen? When we sing, we ought to sing like we've been saved. Amen? Because after all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Amen? Amen? All the things I've been through, I still have joy. All the things I've been through, I still have peace. Brother Goodman used to sing that song. Amen? After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. And after all the things I've done, the terrible things I've done, God still loves me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All this stuff going on now, the bombing and the killing and the shooting, you know, people coming in the church shooting, in the hospital shooting, and shooting little kids. I mean, all these things. Are you with me? I should be shaking in my boots. I should be afraid, but God has given me peace in this storm. I don't know if He's given you peace or not, but in this storm, I feel for these people, honestly, and I pray for them. And I hope it don't happen to us. But in this storm that we're going through, I still have peace. And that peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen? That peace God has given me. Why you give it to me, Lord? Because I want you to have it. Amen. And I got it, Lord, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Amen. Because after all these things I've been through, I still have joy. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, because you love me so. Amen. Because you love me so. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. The Bible teaches us that God said, I am the potter, you are the clay. Amen. How I made you is how I want you to be. I might not look as handsome as Jared. So what? Amen. So what? I'm me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. you are the part, you made me this way, and you made me and you formed me into being a Christian. Amen? Because when I was making myself, I was just making a mess. Amen? I was just making a mess. You see? But God, he said, he's the potter. He made me. I don't make him. He made me what I am today. And I thank him for what I am today. I ain't bragging about what I am or what I got. I'm just bragging about what Jesus done. I'm going to brag about that, what he's done. Amen? Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen? When we give thanks, when we give thanks, we ought to show it. When we give thanks, God know it. Amen? God knows when we're thankful. We could be saying, you know, to each other that, thank you. And you know, I remember Twilight Zone had this special on, right? And it, but the guy, he dropped a quarter in a little box, the paperboy stand. And the quarter stood up. And he could hear what people were saying. You know, he could, you know, and some people would say something nice to him through their mouth, but their thoughts would be saying something totally different, you know, would be saying something totally different, you see. So when we give thanks, remember this, that God knows, God here, if you're really thankful. Amen. If you're really, really, truly, deeply thankful, God knows. He knows. And if we're really thankful, it will show. Being thankful don't stop at getting. You know, because when we get stuff, we are thankful for getting it. Are you with me? We're thankful, truly thankful for getting it. We're thankful for getting, but it goes on a little further. Amen? It goes on in being thankful for giving. Thanksgiving, being thankful for being able to give. Amen? Not just getting, but give. Bible says, more better to what? Give than to receive. Amen? It's better to give than to receive. Give, and it shall be given. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Amen? That's the true giving thanks. Giving thanks. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Edge Hill, for allowing me to be here. Thank you for listening to me and not walking out on me. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here. So Brother Pastor preaching this week? Oh, I ain't coming. No, I ain't coming. Amen. Thank you for being here anyhow. Amen. You see, because it's very important. It was a story, I told you this story before, but some of you didn't hear it. It was a story about a man. He was at a restaurant and it was his whole family eating at the restaurant. And after he ate, the waiter came to him and said, he asked the waiter for the bill. The waiter said, your bill is paid. He said, okay. He said, are you sure? He said, your bill is paid. Okay. He said, who paid it? The waiter said, he said not to tell you. He said, okay, that's giving. He got, that's getting. He got. But this is what he done. He called the waiter back and he said, how much is my bill? The waiter said, your bill is already paid. He said, how much is my bill? The waiter said, $200. He reached into his wallet and he gave him $200. He said, this is for you. Amen? A tip. This is for you. You see, it's not about getting and being thankful. We ought to be thankful that we are able to give. Are you with me? That's the thankfulness about it, that we are able to give. Amen? To give. We get, thank you, Lord, for getting. Thank you. But thank you also for allowing us to give. And when we give, we ought to be appreciative about giving. amen, that God has allowed us to give. It's more blessed to give than it's to receive. Amen? Because it's a good thing when you give, right? It's a good thing when you get. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a good thing when you get. But it's a better thing, according to the Bible, when you give. You know, why did Jesus say that to us in his word? It's more blessed to give than to receive. He know what he's talking about. But we ought to be thankful. I'm not going to be long with you, amen. You know, because some heads are not. Yeah, Brother Pat, amen. Yes, you know, amen. You know, see, that's why I'm a preacher that I don't like to preach for a long time, because long periods cause people to what? Get weary. You know, are you reaching that head? You know, especially those of you who are of age. Amen. You know, head, you know, you're trying to. Yeah, you know, but preach. I would say to preachers, you know, hey, I'm a young preacher. Amen. But preach where they can hear you and, you know, they get it. And leave it alone, you know. Amen. You know, preaching an hour. I told you the story about a preacher. Every time he preached, it was this older lady, and she would sit on the front pew, and he would preach, and she would nod out, right? Every Sunday she would sit there, and he preached, and she would nod out. And he told, this particular Sunday, he told one of his deacons, or one of the ushers, he said, I want you to sit beside her today and help her, help her not to, because that don't look good, you know, to be sleeping on the front pew. Are you with me? And the usher said, okay, I'll help. So he sat down, surely, beside her, right? And the preacher, he started preaching, Jerry. He started preaching. And he every now and then he would look over, and everything is all right. Right? He would preach and preach, and he would look over, and everything is all right. He preached and preached, and when he look over, the usher and her. Are you with me? So sometimes we could preach too long. Amen? You know? And you know, the thing that you get, you forgot because you're getting something else. A thanksgiving. And praising God. There's nothing wrong with praising God. And giving thanks. You know, this is the time of year that it's Thanksgiving. You know, it's Thanksgiving. And we come together beautifully to eat and for things. But we Christians, we give thanks year round, 24/7, every day. Sometimes, how many times a day? I don't know. Amen. But we give thanks and we praise God. We praise Him. And we thank Him, we praise Him, you know, we praise Him. Like I said before, sometimes we're sitting before a TV and Notre Dame, man, he run 101 yards for a touchdown. You jump up, popcorn everywhere. Are you with me? Because, right? Because you're happy, you're praising Him. Thank you for running that touchdown. Thank you for beating that team that I don't like. Amen. But when we get to church, right, hold up, stop it, right? If we don't really know, and I'm going to quit now. Like I said, I ain't for long now. Amen. So those of you who had an eye, a thought of sleeping, don't go to sleep. Because, amen, I'm not going to be long. Amen. Praising God. If you really, truly want to know what praising God is, ask David and the rest of the psalmists. They'll tell you. Amen. They will tell you what praising is. If you got your book, turn with me real quick to Psalm 150 so we can hear this. And you might hear it in a in a way you may never have heard it before. I don't know, but I'm going to give it to you anyhow. Psalms 150. The psalmist, he's reading, he's about praising. And David, he wrote some praises also. So if you really, truly want to know about praising, ask David or some of those psalmist writers. They know. They know. Amen? The book says, Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery of the harp. Praise him with the trembling dance. Praise him with strings and instruments or organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody say, well, Brother Patterson, now you know we ain't supposed to be no instrument. Hey, you know, Brother Patterson, don't go telling nobody Brother Patterson said to bring instrument in the church. I ain't said that now. Amen. But come a little closer. A tambourine sound loud. Amen. It sound loud. But our praise is supposed to be what? Over. Our praise is supposed to be so high that you can't hear it. Amen? That's the kind of praise we're supposed to be praising unto the Lord. Amen? And this is not the only praise. There's some other praise in here through y'all can read when you get time, right? But our praise is supposed to be over. Amen? And instead of hearing the tambourine, you would hear our what? Praise. Amen? Our praise with the trumpet or whatever, the drums, whatever. Our praise is saying that our praise ought to be over that. We ought to praise over, you know, just like if we get an inheritance of $100 million. Amen. Our praise should be over that. Our praise should be to God. Hey, I shouldn't have said $100 million because y'all looking at me strange. But anyway, our praise ought to be higher. Amen. So high till God hear it over the tambourine. He hear it over that money that you got. He hear it over all things. Amen. When we praise unto God. Amen. Amen. And now I'm going to say a few more words. I'm going to sit down. Amen. I am going to sit down. I see so many people smiling back there. Amen. That's all right. But anyway, a Thanksgiving poem. Thou hast with ever watchful eye looked down on us with holy care, and from the storehouse in the sky has scattered plenty everywhere. Then lift we up our songs of praise to thee, O Father, God, and kind. To thee we consecrate our days. Be thine the temple of each mind. With increase, with our thanks ascend. Before thy works our powers pale. Though we should strive year without end, we could not thank thee for them all. Thanksgiving comes but once a year. And yet the whole year round, the heart of love, the heart of cheer, will make a joyful sound. And we who keeps Christ's loving way will have thanksgiving every day. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. I could stand here and tell you so many things I'm thankful for, but you sure enough will go to sleep if I do that. Amen. And I might go to sleep on you. Amen. Because there's so much that God has done. So much that God has done. If you are here and you're not a member of the church, there's some steps you must take to become a member. And you can't get around these steps. You can't get around them. Amen. You can't say, I want this step and amen. Or that step. Amen. You must hear God's word. You must hear it. You can't get around that. You got to hear it first. You must believe what you heard. You can't get around that. You must repent of your way. You can't get around that. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You can't get around that. Amen. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You can't get around that. You must stay faithful in God's grace to the end. You must serve God. You must worship. You must give. You must teach. You must preach. Amen. You must love. Amen. And it's a more must. Amen. But those first five, you get that right first. Amen. If you're not here, if you are here and you're a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, you're in the right place. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And if you are in need of prayer, ask for it as we together stand and sing God's.